This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Another day of what's on your mind? Another Friday of what's on your mind? Hi, everybody. Welcome. Glad you're here. We are excited. A lot to do today on the program. Most importantly, welcome you to join the conversation and tell us what's on your mind. Any and all topics. Any day. We usually use, reserve a half hour, sometimes an hour. We just want to know what's on your mind. Somebody will call and suggest something and we'll just take off and go. So don't be afraid to call about anything. If you think there's something out there that hasn't been discussed, let's do it. We're going to check in with a North Dakotan stranded on the Princess Cruise Line off the coast of California who has stage 4 cancer and is immunosuppressed. Can you imagine that? That being on a ship with, 40 people that are believed to have coronavirus?
What could go wrong?
Oh, my gosh. It happens to be my sister-in-law, my wife Maria's sister, Carrie, and her husband, Paul. And so we're gonna talk with them about that ordeal and the efforts to get off that ship and when they might be disembarking. Right now, California said, no, hold off, not now. Next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer will be here. And then also we're going to check in with the CNC Farms and talk about decisions right now on seed. What to plant? Do you start now? You wait a bit? So we'll give you some idea of what's hot. All that coming up on the show today. Call us at 258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd. Good morning, Mr. Todd Mitchell.
Good morning, Mr. Scott Hannon. How are you?
I'm fabulous. 701-226-8503 for Todd. I'm at 701-367-2054. We love your texts, but we love your calls more. This half hour only, if you're a first-time caller, you'll have a free MyPillow. You just need to let Daniel know when you call. 258-0550. You can call Kevin, too. Kevin has the hotline ready to go there, 271-1100. Those are the two local numbers, K-Fire and AM-1100, the flag. Whatever's easiest for you, we want you to get in here. Kev has been searching last night's Donald Trump town hall for a clip that I thought was worthy of a question here today on the program. Do you have any luck, Kev?
Yeah, the gentleman's name is Robert Bresnahan, I believe.
Okay.
He's a CEO for Kuharch Construction in Dallas, PA. And he asked this.
Unfortunately, insult politics have become a staple of this political environment.
Yeah.
Joe Biden has suggested to take you out back behind the gym and fight you. Maxine Waters has a low IQ. Could there be a way that we can deliver your message without the controversial rhetoric and efforts to reunite this country during these divisive times?
Well, great I have question. To tell you, I think, really, I appreciate the question. I think the country is far more united than people think. And ultimately, what's uniting the country is success. And we're having more success than we've ever had. We got hit with a virus really 3 weeks ago, if you think about it, I guess. That's when we first started really to see, some possible effects. But even despite that, the country, we are having the greatest year we had last year was the greatest year we've ever had economically. And I think the way we unite is really through success. But when they hit us, we have to hit back. I feel that. I mean, there's two ways of doing it, turning your cheek. But I wouldn't be sitting up here if I turned my cheek. If I said, okay, let them just keep hitting at me, and I won't do it, they're not interviewing me right now. They're interviewing somebody else. Maybe they won't even be doing that. Because if they don't get ratings, they don't interview anybody. That I've learned. But you know what? You can't turn your cheek. I mean, we get hit.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
We get hit so hard, and we have a media that is, I say to a large extent, it's a part of the Democrat Party, really is. It's terrible. It's unfair. I call it fake news. I've used that, and people are using that, I guess, all over the world right now, and that's the way it is. We have to fight back. If we don't fight back, you won't be a fan of mine very long. But I appreciate the question. Thank you.
All right.
Leave it. Listen to this.
Speaking of rumors, I want you to...
this is pretty amazing. They
I want to tell you...
Did not applaud when... that gentleman asked the question, but they applauded twice, once in the middle and then again
on the answer
at the end, at the final answer. Yeah.
Great question.
So
that was a great question and a great answer.
It was.
I think. You know.
I think so many people in the, I don't know, mushy middle, right? I would call it, they don't necessarily like the political process. They wince a little bit when he says things, and they can kind of go one way or the other. God bless them. I'm not trying to denigrate them, but I am saying politics ain't beanball. And George W. Bush did that for 8 years. He was a gentleman and a scholar, but the swamp won those battles. And George W. Bush did less as a result. Less of what he wanted to do as a result of that. This president obviously takes an aggressive tone to his opponents, and guess what he's accomplished? So I thought the best line in that was, look, success. We're having success.
But it's not very presidential, Scott.
Why would you change that? Well, again, is it presidential to have $22 trillion in debt? Is it presidential to have a military that's down to rationing bullets? Rationing ammunition.
MREs. Shortages, yeah. Yeah, right.
So I don't know. I always think of the big thing. I get it. In fact, I happen to think, if you watched last night President Trump at that town hall in Pennsylvania on Fox News, and just think about that being repeated a couple dozen times between now and Election Day, he wins in a landslide. Because even that question, which was a negative question, so to speak, it was saying, can you do something different? Can you not do info politics?
Yeah.
And he says, look, I can't turn the other cheek. They hit me. I got to hit them back. But you know what? We're winning. We got to focus on the success. You know, so.
Well, and if you listen to his message, it's spot on.
Well, yeah.
And it's hard to argue or beat that message. A friend of mine had a meme up yesterday. It says, vote blue no matter who. And I simply put, why? Just tell me why. And it came back with this constant barrage of Trump bad, Trump evil, Trump not Trump gonna pollute and ruin the rivers and the oceans and the seas and the lakes and the, and I was like, you're not telling me why I should vote blue no matter who.
You're never gonna win over
right.
that guy. He's not able
it's
to be won over.
Oh,
lady, okay.
Yeah.
But I would tell you that this guy that asked this question, I believe you can win over, and I think there's a lot of them like that. I think people just need the number one, and I honestly, I mean, come on. Is somebody in the mushy middle going to say, well, he just is too mean, so I'm going to vote for the other guy when there's all the success?
Exactly.
I think the underlying success, the underlying economy, prevents them from doing anything of the sort. That'd be absolutely crazy. Let's go to Surrey, North Dakota, and Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I've got a little prediction for the next election. Trump wins 46 out of 50 states, maybe even higher. And to get back with Democrats' irrational behavior and stuff, I believe that Donald Trump would have the powers through executive order to drug test some of these elected officials that work for the government that are taking taxpayers' money for salary, and some appointed positions. There's a lot of positions in the government where people aren't subject to drug tests. Nowadays, the American citizen has to take a drug test if they want to work at McDonald's. Some of these politicians have very irrational, irregular behavior, and I think it's a little more indicative than drug use than stupidity. After all, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Joe Biden's son was found with a crack pipe in his car. It wouldn't surprise me if quid pro Joe was partaking in the same thing his son was.
Yeah,
his son,
I,
I don't know. I mean, to me, I think your point of fairness, you know, if you got to work at McDonald's, take a drug test, why wouldn't you in the federal government? I think that's fair. I will say this about Joe Biden. I'm almost getting to the point where I feel like I can, in good conscience, make light of the fact that of some of these flubs, because there's something going on there, as the president said last night. That was his line. Something's going on there. My latest example that made me a little queasy, Mike, is when those protesters rushed the stage and Joe Biden's wife had to fight him off. Did you see this? She fought
exactly,
him off.
Yep.
And then when they were gone and he was standing there like a deer in headlights, and she has to turn to him and say, "You're okay. You're okay. You're okay. Go." Like, you know, start giving your speech again. I think there's something very wrong there. Very, very wrong.
And, yeah.
And it's sad. I mean, he shouldn't be put in that condition, because there are a lot of people making fun of it, and it's hard not to, for crying out loud. You know?
Addiction can also present itself as early onset of dementia. I don't know. All I'm saying is I think Donald Trump should executive order and drug test everybody and let's drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp. Thank you, Mike. Beautiful Surrey, North Dakota. South Dakota caller. When we come back, don't go away.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales, with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube, or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
On Your Mind, brought to you by the University of Mary today. World-class institution. Just amazing. And they are a school in North Dakota that can do things other schools can't do, right? You a UND fan, NDSU fan? I am too. But they're public schools. They can't teach the whole person. They can send out great engineers and architects and, you know, pilots and all the rest, but they can't teach the whole person. The University of Mary is about the entire person. It's about building leaders for the future. Their School of Engineering, prime example. Not turning out the most engineers of other schools, but they're turning out engineers that have a full package, a communication skill set, a leadership skill set, in addition to the world-class engineering schools. Pretty amazing what they are doing. And they care for their students like family. A prime example, the University of Mary has students in Rome, at the Rome campus. Coronavirus has come in there, so what do they do? Monsignor Shea and Jerome Richter and others say, let's take all of our students in Rome, let's take them to our campus in Arizona. They're still together. That camaraderie is still there. They're still learning. They stay on track. Could have just said, nope, go home, you know, cancel school. Nope. Thought about the total picture. Just amazing how they do it. And, of course, I am proud to have taken classes myself at the University of Mary at night. And you could, whether you want to go undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program, get a fresh step, fresh start. They can do it. Classes start May 4th, and you'll get a lot of credit for your life experience and other things. So find out just exactly what you're starting with and what you need to one of those degrees that could change your life. Online, in the evening, you choose the best way to learn. Check it all out at umary.edu or call them at 701-355-8030. If you say, hey, Todd Mitchell told me to call, they'll say, Todd Mitchell? Oh, cool. we're gonna give you the discount. We're gonna waive your application fee just because you heard it right here on What's on Your Mind. Isn't that cool? I think that's kind of cool.
That rocks.
Yeah, isn't it nice? Absolutely. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Sylvester on What's on Your Mind. Remember, first time callers, free my pillow. You just gotta tell Daniel you're a first time caller. It's your last chance to get in here in the next in this segment. 800-228-0550. Sylvester in South Dakota. Go ahead. You're up.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you today?
I'm good. You know, first I got to say, you know, we really got to thank God for President Trump.
Well, there's only one explanation for Donald Trump to be president of the United States, in my mind. Only one. When you consider that he cleared the field of 16 Republican opponents, household names, many of them, well-funded, big political apparatus, everything else. We now know, as he was running for president, he was the subject of an illegal government spying operation, trying to take him down. Then as president, Mueller and the gang of corrupt individuals that took that endeavor on, and they continued every step, and yet he's still standing, and takes more than I've ever seen anybody take. So how else could you explain that, Sylvester?
Thank God.
Exactly. It's one explanation. There's no other explanation. There's not a political one. There's not a coincidence one. None of that. I agree with you.
Okay. You know, you was asking about who should run, be his opponent, you know, Bernie Sanders or Biden. And, you know, I would really go with Sanders for this reason, in that Sanders would bring, you know, that a discussion of whether we should have socialism in this country or whether we should have free enterprise. And that would be a meaningful debate, and the people in this country could then, you know, see what socialism is, or maybe learn from Trump what the resistance to socialism would be, because we've come a long ways down the road to socialism in the last presidencies, all the way back to Carter.
What percentage of students in American schools do you believe, A, have read and totally immerse themselves in the genius of the Constitution, what it meant, what it means, you know, every part of it, and also
all the way back to Carter,
and also understand at least somewhat what socialism has done, what that system of government has done to countries, people, lives, you know, everything else. What percentage do you think of students get those two things?
2 or 3%.
I was going to say 10 to 20%, but I don't know. Obviously, I don't know the number, but I think your point is well stated, Sylvester. Because if maybe we should have that debate. All right? There's a Republican candidate for president, there's a Democratic candidate for president, and there's a Democratic Socialist candidate for president. Can we talk about the Founding Fathers and where each of these three folks are at and what the Founding Fathers are governing documents tell us that they need to be? It'd be fascinating, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. You know, if Biden would get in, you know, it would only be a who's incapable of being president, because he's not. And they would try to make that the debate and run Trump down, and it would be, you know, an ugly campaign and just, well, one that shouldn't be. But if Sanders was in there, we could have that debate, because I think that's why the Democratic Party doesn't want him to run, because they don't want that debate either.
It's a good suggestion you have.
Get that out in the open. They'd like
it's a good suggestion you have, Sylvester. Appreciate the call and appreciate your thoughtfulness in it. Heidi Heitkamp says this morning, I'm endorsing Joe Biden. And who is surprised? Because he understands the America that showers after work. Oh, she stole Ed Schultz's line. He knows personally what happens when families can't pay the grocery bill. He'll keep his commitments to our farmers and ranchers, and he'll restore empathy for others at the White House. Hashtag Joe Mentum.
So Trump people don't shower?
She endorsed him on shower after work.
I get it. It's just lame.
It's a schlocky blue collar.
Exactly. I get it. We work hard.
Now, let me ask you this. Well. There are more people working now than ever in the history of the United States of America. And that means more people working in jobs. I was out of General Equipment yesterday. Holy buckets, do they work. They're the Komatsu dealer. And got a chance to see the shop and see some of the students who have... come there on this innovative program they have where the tuition is paid when these kids come to work. They find them in high school. They come to work for them. They learn. They're interns. Then they go back to school. Then they come back, and they are full-time employees after being paid interns at General Equipment. Anyways, you know, neat story. Those guys, they shower after work. Guess what? There's more of them working now than there was under Obama. So I don't know how much she thinks Joe Biden understands that America, the America that showers after work, I mean... they want to work. You want a jobs president? I don't think that line works anymore, personally. I really don't think it
does. Not to mention the fact that those of us who work in radio are thankful for those who shower before work as well.
Heidi,
just saying.
This texter says, who cares what Heidi thinks? She should go away. Well, she's got a voice. I mean, she's obviously, doing things with her. I think that's fine. I mean, it doesn't mean we have to agree with her, but I don't.
Well, I just don't know how relevant she is now.
Yeah, and some people say that. I understand that. But she's, you know, trying to remain a little relevant, doing the ABC and a few other things. She's doing this One America project, or is it One Country project? I forget which basically says, you know, we got to take the flyover country, and we got to mash that up with the coasts. And I'm thinking, Donald Trump did that, and that's why he's president. So that's been done. Why don't you try something else? You know?
There you go.
My gosh. Anyway, great comments from all, as usual. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Straight ahead, we're going to check out things on the ship. Go off to the coast of California and find out what's happening on the Princess Cruise Line.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has signed a more than $8 billion funding package approved by Congress to help fight the coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Meanwhile, the president canceled a planned trip to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. The White House saying the visit would distract health officials while they're trying to stop the spread of the virus. President Trump holding a town hall that was sponsored by Fox News in Scranton, Pennsylvania last evening. Asked about his tough, no-nonsense style of politics, he says,
"Call it fake news. I've used that, and people are using that, I guess, all over the world right now, and that's the way it is. We have to fight back. If we don't fight back, you won't be a fan of mine very long."
A better-than-expected jobs report for February showing around 273,000 jobs were created nationwide. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Top of the hour, a sunny Friday. You got sun in Bismarck, Mandan, Todd? It's very sunny in the east end of the state here. Western North Dakota, eastern North Dakota. What am I trying to say? Western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. Very nice. What do you have out there? That nice, huh? Wow. Sounds like paradise. Actually, I didn't hear a thing, but it just means he's tied up. Pifers.com is a place I'd suggest you go right now, because you're going to find out about a event that is happening tonight. It is a written bid lease on 1,700 crop acres in Daniels and Valley counties of Montana. Tuesday, Stark County, beautiful land, 792 acres. That's going to be at the Roosevelt Grand Dakota Hotel. Dunn County, 135 acres. On Tuesday the 10th, Morton County, 320 acres. Then next Wednesday, Marshall County, 1,756 acres. That's in Minnesota. Kitson County on the 11th, 1,838 acres. Then a couple of big machinery auctions. Jackson Farms Retirement Machinery Auction in Starbuck, Minnesota on Thursday the 12th. And the Hoff Retirement Farm Machinery Auction in Richardton on the 21st. Details at Pifers.com or call them at 877-700-4099. Well, as I mentioned, my wife Maria's sister Carrie and her husband Paul are on that Princess Cruise line that is now world famous all the news across the world, because it is cruising its way, or now is in to the vicinity of California, but it is unable to dock because some individuals on the ship have suspect have coronavirus. So we caught up with Carrie, who is on the ship, to just tell us a little bit about what this is all about. I know you've done a BBC and the nightly news and everything else, so you're a real media star. So I appreciate the time today with us, Gary. How you doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there.
So,
it's a little like that.
Say that again.
I was saying it's a little like you're in this room, but you don't see anybody or. You leave food outside the door, and
that,
you put it back out the door. And
so you can't leave the room?
No, we cannot leave our room.
Is that...
Unfortunately, it doesn't even have things like a comfortable chair. So we're laying around in bed a lot.
Well, that's, generally cabins on a cruise line are designed for you just to sleep and leave, right? You rarely stay in your cabin, so I suppose it's not exactly comfortable either, huh?
No, it isn't, but they're trying really hard. I mean, I can't quite imagine 700 of us, 3,500 people, are crew members who besides being on the ship themselves, have to deliver food and water and what else people need.
Do we know how this happened? Did they mistakenly allow crew that had been on a previous Princess Cruise line with individuals that had been exposed to a coronavirus and also passengers on the ship? Is that how this situation happened?
Yeah. Yes. Apparently there were two individuals who had been on the previous cruise to Mexico. A lot of folks that are retired kind of cruise to cruise sometimes in the wintertime. So there were people that were on this Mexico cruise for whatever, I think it was 10 days, and then continued on to Hawaii. And so those 62 individuals were directly somewhat in contact as the crew. But it sounds to me as if the guy that ended up dying, I mean, bless people, either sick when he got off the ship or probably was just thinking he had a cold or something and later got sick and died. So, you know, there was probably no way to predict any of that.
Now, you received a letter from the cruise line, and you've posted that, but it's a little hard to decipher what the heck they meant. By all of it, I was a little surprised that they wouldn't be a little more clear about here's what we know and here's what the precautions are and this may happen whatever. But it was sort of like I don't know. What did you make of the letter?
Well, when we first got the letter, we woke up to it Wednesday morning, and we were picked up and I started looking at it and I handed it to Paul and I said I don't know what this means. I mean, because you're right. Have any specifics at all. There's been no specifics shared with us either. I guess we're on a need to know basis. And like my brother says, I guess we don't need to know.
Well, it's just odd. I mean, when you're finding out more from TV than you are from the cruise line, what do you know now? What are they doing? There was a whirl of activity yesterday as you got to the coast, right?
Right. It sounds to me, with the captain talks about every 3 hours, a lot of it at this point is logistics. There were people at 9:45 last night that still hadn't gotten dinner because this is a monumental feat for the crew to pull off on very short notice and with an awful lot of people. So a lot of what he tells us or just logistic things like room service will only serve water, tea, coffee, and fruit. And if you'd like alcohol or pop, you call room service to obviously pay for that. So it's hard to really find out much of anything.
But they aren't telling you, details like, hey, we hope to have you off, by this day, or we're...
Oh, no. Nothing. They're saying anything. They're more saying things like, we hope to have results in the morning of what the tests showed yesterday. They also indicated there would be probably a need for additional testing kits, possibly because other people have symptoms. Obviously, cruise ship, like, people have colds and the flu.
Yeah.
And whether it's
the same
virus
or
not.
Makes sense. So they flew in some test kits yesterday, and everybody on the ship was tested then?
No. They only tested about 1%. Yeah. They tested the 62 individuals that had been on the previous cruise ship with the deceased. Then they tracked anybody's symptoms, crew and staff. And yesterday they were talking about a number like 21 that have symptoms. That I've seen on the news. I've seen 35 now, and I've seen 50. And again, that isn't from news from the captain. That's just watching the news on TV. But we did hope good results from that testing this morning. But, you know, he's just the conduit also. We have the CDC giving instructions on quarantines and those kinds of things. And then, of course, we have the governor who doesn't want us back in his state. So there's a little bit of limbo here.
The president did talk to him this morning, so hopefully straightened him out for you on that situation. But fair to say, nobody's getting off that ship until they've been tested, probably, right?
Correct. I mean, in some capacity. So,
and,
I don't know.
And I mentioned on my Facebook page and yesterday as well, asking listeners to include you and Paul in their prayers on this, that you are battling stage 4 cancer. So, you know, that adds additional pressure, obviously, and you're immunosuppressed, and you know, that just sort of layers on, you know, all the challenges. Is there any hope that they would give you priority to get off?
Well, when I did call the medical department, and they were, of course, in the middle of doing tests, but once the kits were taken by helicopter off the ship last evening or early evening, I did talk to somebody from the medical department who told me that she would put me on a list that would go to the C, which did give priority because of my need for treatment ASAP. Unfortunately, the cancer has been spreading a little like wildfire since Christmas, and so I had to start a new treatment on Monday and really need to make sure that happens.
Don't have the luxury of delaying treatment when you're battling as you are, right?
That's correct. I'm trying to, you know, I'm also just asking for the simple things. I have the cancer's in my lower spine, which was what they recently found, and there isn't a chair in here to sit on, so I asked for that yesterday at 4 o'clock. So I don't know if that can be pulled off today or if that's an unsung form rule.
Wow. Well, we're going to continue to praying folks in our audience to join, a lot of folks around. I imagine you got to, with that many people there, all talking to loved ones back home, there are plenty of prayers going on. We can't have enough, and we certainly were wanting prayers for your situation as well. So you get something resolved there as quick as possible and get off to treatment, and we'll keep praying, okay?
Thanks, Scott.
And if I could bring you a chair right now, I would. I just, they probably wouldn't let me.
No, probably not. I was thinking, you know, an Amazon drop would be really good right about now.
Well, they are testing that in California, so maybe they could put their drone to good use and bring that up. You actually have one that you kind of like sitting on up on the top deck, so they don't even have to, you know, this is pretty easy, just a matter of a relocation, right?
Exactly. The lady knew which one that I said, there's 8 of them, and they're on deck 14. And she said, oh, I know those chairs. This is the medical person. So
amazing.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we will pray for you and tell Paul to keep you laughing. Keep your mind on something.
Right.
Yes. Keep your mind on something a little more joyful than the typical situation. All you can do at this point is pray, I guess, right?
That's right. That's all we can do. That's absolutely correct. And there's people on this ship. I'm sure I'm not the only person with stage 4 cancer on this ship. I mean, they all have homes and families, and so does the crew.
Yeah, you bet. Those kind of numbers, you're probably exactly right. All right, well, take care. We'll stay in touch, okay?
All right. Thanks, Scott.
My sister-in-law, Carrie Colstall, off the shore of California on that Princess Cruise line.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have asked about that conversation with my sister-in-law, Carrie Colesville. Her husband's Paul Colesville. He's actually an employee with Health and Human Services and been up at Grafton the State School for a lot of years there and Behavioral Center now, whatever they call it, but chief psychologist for the state, and Carrie's a longtime teacher up there in this cancer battle. So they're from Grand Forks, so that's what people are asking. Where are they from? They're from Grand Forks, so they're North Dakotans, so just wanted you to know that. And this just in, MSNBC is obsessed with the fact that Elizabeth Warren's dog ate a campaign staffer's burrito yesterday, right after that announcement. I don't know why they brought the dog out to do the press conference other than the photo op, but the dog started barking right away, and then it stole the burrito. So this is news to MSNBC, I'm just saying. Senator Kevin Cramer coming up here in a couple of minutes. Right now, our friend Troy Coons is here from CNC Farms, talk a little bit about ag and the seed biz and how things are going. Troy, how are you?
Good, and you, Scott?
I'm well. CNC Farms, by the way, is a registered and certified seed farm in Donnybrook, North Dakota. How are things in your region, you know, as far as our folks back in the field right now? Are they trying to finish up on the harvest? Tell us a little bit about the lay of the land up there.
Well, yeah, it's different having a spring harvest. It's the first time in my career and my family's career having a spring harvest here. Around us, there's not up here, there's not as much corn. There is some sunflowers. But the small grains, like your wheats and oats and those things, most of those, the quality is gone. They'll end up just dealing with that with either a mat or some type of tillage. There is a little bit of flax being harvested up here, a few sunflowers, a little bit of corn. But most of the quality of things in this region, you know, are not worth salvaging anymore. So pretty sad situation. A lot of acres up here left in the field. I know a lot of people had 10 to 35%. So ugly situation. We didn't get the snow as the east got. We got a lot more freezing rain. At one point, we had about 1.5 inches of ice on everything. So everything is very saturated. We've got a lot of tracks from where we did harvest, so we're going to have to deal with that with some type of tillage, and a lot of us don't do much tillage anymore. So it's a kind of one of a very scary things going on this year. I mean, you've got your spring harvest, your concerns on planting conditions, soil structure, dealing with the tracks, what weather's coming at us yet. I mean, fall till now has been very unusual. You know, you got market concerns, the politics out there, financing to be able to put in a crop, some shortages on certain seeds. Some of the ranchers are short on hay for their cattle and their nutrition for their calves. And the one thing that I noticed really is concerning for me is to do all of these things, you got to be physically and mentally strong. And when you look at some of the numbers and some of the people I've talked to, the mental health and the physical health of a lot of the farmers, you know, are hurting because it's a very stressful time with all of these factors coming at them, and very few of them you have any control over.
Yeah, and those are the things you really worry about, you know. Tough seasons are part of farming, you know, but this crescendo of trade deals and prices and terrible weather and everything else really takes its toll, but nothing is worth the – nothing is ever that bad as to, you know, get to a point where you would consider taking your life. That's where you ask for help, and there's a lot of help out there from a lot of folks, whether it's your lender or whether it's friends or family or whoever. Just don't go there. But I, you know, the story you tell about that region, Troy, is not unlike many places in the state. I would imagine some people too are sort of wondering at this point what do they plant. So what are your recommendations from the CNC side given you know we need a win. And we got wet conditions going into spring. What do we probably could be some late planting again, right? What do we do?
Well, one of the things I'll just put a little twist on things there, Scott, is the clock is kind of on for everybody right now with the Farm Service Agency for your 19 and 2020 signups for the PLC, ARC, and also make sure you get in and sign up for the WIP program. That one's got time yet there, but those other ones, you need to have them done by March 16th. It's a big part of things now. We're back at that point where we need to really analyze those things and get in and get that done. And also, you need to be in for the March 15th for your crop insurance, which a lot of people last year struggled. Some people had enterprise units where it hurt them, where they harvested part of it, and they got to their guaranteed yield and weren't able to get any crop insurance payments there, so you need to get in and look at your preventive plant buy-ups. Add crop types, because just as Scott was mentioning, what are we going to be looking at? You need to make sure you have anything that you're considering on your crop insurance form. So if I never raise flax and I don't have it on there, you're not going to have coverage. So get in and look at that. Look at your coverage levels, optional units, enterprise units, your yields, and your revenue insurance type things. Back to seed. You know, there's a shortage on the oat side of things this year. The flax is short. There are a couple things. Durum, shortages on those two. The weather took a lot of these different seeds, so a lot of it didn't make it. And so that's a lot of it.
Folks, give Troy a call and keep that conversation going. 701-482-7865. 482-7865. CNCSeedFarm.com. Thanks, Troy.
Yeah, and we do have hay for sale for the ranchers out there. We have some hay yet.
All right, 482-7865. You bet. Family owned and operated. CNC Farms in Donnybrook. We're coming up. Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone, and they're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.